Blog Talk Radio.
Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I am so excited because tonight we have Virginia Cantra on the show tonight. Did I get that right, Cantra?
Yes, you're so good.
Well, I could do the southern thing. I could go Cantra.
You know, I could just tell you're not from the South because you didn't nail it.
You know, it's been a long time for me, but I used to actually have a killer southern accent. I lived in Raleigh, North Carolina for 8 years, and I could southern my way out of a parking ticket, and I think that that's a pretty good bar to set for.
Yeah, I'm actually really impressed. The one that I always still get, and I've now lived down here for over 20 years, is just because your cat had kittens in the oven doesn't make them biscuits.
Aww.
It's like, even if you're born in the South, if your parents weren't born in the South, you're not really Southern.
That's true. Have you ever been to, we're just gossiping now, but Charleston, if you go, they'll dig you up. There was that one cemetery in Charleston, and if they found out that you were not truly a son of Charleston, they would dig you up, and they dug up, like, one of the founders of the Confederate Revolution, and they dug his little tushy up because he was not officially born in Charleston and he could not be buried within this one particular area. And I thought, you know, that is discrimination.
It's a little scary.
That is scary. They will post
I think the trick for me has been because I'm living in the South now. When I was writing romantic suspense that was set in the South, It was great because I could call cops or I could go to a hospital, or I could do whatever it was, you know, to do my research.
Yes.
And it's a real disadvantage when you're setting stuff up in Maine.
Mm.
Because everything is a long-distance cold call.
Oh.
Yeah.
But now you've done, but with your Children of the Sea series, which everybody, we've got a new one out, right? Immortal Seas?
Yeah, I'm very excited, yeah. Mm. I'm actually really excited about this one because it's a reunion story, but it's also a coming-of-age story.
Oh. Mm.
It's, you know, it's got that whole secret baby, but then...
genre. Can you have catchphrases like, you know, a secret baby? And everybody goes, secret baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But his daddy's not human.
Which makes it even more of a secret baby.
You know how your kids get to hit, like, 12, 15, and you look at them and you go, where is my marvelous child? And what have you done with him? And their bodies are changing in ways they just completely don't understand.
In this one, you have a whole different level of, you know. Mm.
Yeah, well, you know, if your kid's afraid to take a bath because he's going to shapeshift, it adds a whole new level of tension.
That's right. And hygiene is so important for teenagers that restricting
their
bathing is always dicey. I love that. I do. But what I'm thinking is after four books, you've got to have built a little Northern network, or can't you fake a really good Maine accent where they'll kind of talk to you a little bit nicer?
Actually, no, I stink at a Maine accent, but I will tell you that I've gotten to know some really wonderful people, including some romance writers who live in Maine, one of whose husbands works for the Portland Police Department.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah. So,
a good connection. See, for her, that's a good connection. For you, did you marry a policeman? No. Who did you marry? You marry a guy who owns a coffee shop because you, go ahead and say it, Sam. My name is Virginia Cantra.
And I am a coffee addict.
There you go. Don't you feel better?
I do. Well, actually, you know, I was so, this is why I was so happy to be on your show. Because it had the word coffee, so I was immediately attracted.
There you go. And I did promise you free samples of something or other. I can't remember. It was pretty hilarious.
I don't remember either, but since I live with my supplier on the coffee part, that part I'm good with.
That is brilliant. That is brilliant. I mean, seriously, though, what a dangerous setup. I mean, I think I was we were talking before, and I said, that is like a person with a sugar problem marrying a chocolatier. I mean, you are, that's just nuts. Just got to, you have got
actually,
to be
actually, the only time it got to be, the only time, it, no, it's fabulous, especially at deadline time. The only time it was actually a problem is because my husband is so wonderful. When I come down in the morning, and I usually get up between 7 and 8, and I come down and I hit the button. I don't have to, like, grind it. I don't have to. He does all that before I come down.
Oh.
So I come down, and I hit the button, and my coffee brews.
Oh.
And it was some, and I never thought of this as being a problem. I just thought of this as being, you know, a wonderful benefit.
Yeah.
And I did that one day. And then I started to get, about midday, I realized I had caught some kind of flu.
Oh.
I got headaches. I got stomach aches. Light started to bother me. By the time my husband got home, it was probably 4 or 5 in the afternoon, I was curled up in a fetal position on the bed, sucking my kneecaps for comfort practically.
Okay.
And he looked, and I said, honey, I'm so sick. I'm so sick. I don't know what's the matter. Stay away from me. But whatever it is, I feel terrible. And he looked at me and he said, have you had any coffee today? And I was like, I had what you brewed me this morning. And he goes, well, let me make you some. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I am sick. I don't want to eat. I can't, you know.
I have a bad
feeling. He went downstairs. Well, apparently what had happened is we didn't have any caffeinated coffee in the house.
Oh,
and so he had prepared me a morning pot of decaf.
Mm.
And he went downstairs and he brewed me the real stuff. And I'm lying there and I'm telling him, no, this can't be it. I'm not dependent. This is before I went to the I am Virginia Cantra and I am a coffee addict, you know, before I went through that program. And he walked into our
mm-hmm.
room
mm-hmm.
carrying a cup of coffee, and I smelled it, and I rose up like Lazarus from the bed of death.
You instantly felt better. Oh, you have
it. Yeah, and it was
you
better.
You have a problem. You have
you know, since then, you know, I am more aware of it now. So every once in a while, I wean myself off or, you know, to half strength for a couple of days.
Because, yeah, I'm like, oh, honey.
Do I sound like a smoker? I can quit any time.
Exactly. There, 12 steps would not be enough steps for you. Not enough steps in that program.
No,
so, you know,
no.
But the books are so great. All your readers are like, we will send you coffee. We will just send you little bags of, you know.
You know, I do have the best readers in the world. I think and they do send me, like, amazing stuff.
Ooh.
Like little, I mean, no, I will not write for swag, but, but, you know, like I get these little bears with flippers and fins.
Aww. I have not gotten to the gift-receiving stage of writing, but I look forward to it. And I keep trying to put hints out there about dark chocolate and, you know, my likes. And I'm hoping. I'm hopeful. I'm an optimistic
writer.
I'm
sure you deserve it.
And I will write for swag. So I have no no shame.
Well, you know, they make an amazing, since I am in North Carolina, I should tell you that they make an amazing artisanal, I think that's how you pronounce it, you know, the artisan chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dark chocolate with sea salt.
Ooh, that's going to be good.
Oh, it's to die for. It's real. I mean, like, you know, you thought chocolate-covered pretzels were good. No, this is on a whole new level of decadent.
I'll have to get my mama to send me some of that.
I'm just sharing.
I'm going to get my mama to send me some of that. You don't believe I lived in Raleigh. I'll tell you what, I'll top that. I worked in Fuquay Marina for 8 months. Fuquay, that's right, listeners. Fuquay Marina, there's a place.
And actually, they just remodeled the downtown.
I bet they did.
Because we
could have used it, as I recall, and that was quite a while ago.
I think what they were trying to do really was restore the actual charm of its small town Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they succeeded. So, I mean, I've been down here 20 years. I'm fairly assimilated and like it. Partly because I'm only 2 hours from the beach.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And I mean, that is Well, of course, you live in California, so, like, not that it's not a huge state, but it's got a big coastline.
We got water out here. We got some water out here. But we've got the rocky, you know, shore, you know.
Well,
kind of,
hello.
At least at our
I'm
end
setting
of it,
books
it's
in Maine.
The northern cliff kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sexy to think about, but when you actually see the hard jutting lava black, it's like,
How do I get from here to down there?
Down there, because the black sand, it looks very pretty, you know. It's like,
Well, you
not
know,
quite,
one of the
same.
What?
as the
well,
white,
it,
you know,
it,
as the golden beaches of North Carolina, where you walk out over the dunes, you know, and
yeah, they,
and
which,
still there
and they are phenomenal. Unfortunately,
yeah.
They have like nothing to do with Celtic legend, which is why I ended up shifting my entire world up to contemporary Maine.
The concept is so wonderful, and I do think because of the, you know, the patterns of my, I can see it there, and I think it's wonderful, but I hate to say it, but because maybe I'm a Celt at heart, I think all of the oceans, no matter what side of it I'm on, I see a little Celt there. I see a little Manon in the clear. I'm, you know, I like to talk to them sometimes.
Were
you
aware
that
the Highlands of Scotland and the Appalachian Mountains were at one time the same mountain range?
Physically?
Yes.
Physically.
No. Yeah. I mean, like this, you have to go into this whole continental drift thing.
Ah.
But geologists have actually proved there's like, especially like there's this one green stone that can only be found. I mean, talk about like the perfect thing for fair folk or merfolk. There is a green stone which can only be found in the highlands of Scotland and along the mountains of, you know, from North Carolina up to Maine.
Oh, I love it. My parents live in the Appalachia, actually, in North Carolina. They're up there, right by Grandfather Mountain. And
okay, that's the place.
Huge. So I'm kind of trying to say, you know, you've got a little Celt right there in at your back. You know, I know it's not ocean-oriented, but they're right there.
Well, they're the Highland Games.
Yes. Yes,
and
you've got the fae right there at your back. So,
well,
my
first paranormal story was a retelling of Tamlin set along the Appalachian Trail. Because you have to look at it as in their bones, in their heart, in their soul, it's the same earth, it's the same mountains. And what's fascinating is if you look at where the Scots and the Irish settled when they came to the New World.
Yes,
it's right along that ridge. And
by instinct, do you think? I mean,
I don't know. It looked like home. It felt like home.
It felt like home.
There's even an island off the coast of Nova Scotia where up well into the 1920s and 30s, they primarily spoke Gaelic.
Wow.
And that.
You just inspiring the heck out of me. I'm like, okay, everybody, run out and get these books, and then let's all go to the Appalachian Mountains. And for Scotland. I'll just go visit Mom and Dad. I can touch Scotland right there and think of all the
really
air miles
can.
I'll save.
You really can.
Perfect.
Do you know the Scottish folk singer Dougie MacLean, who did, you know, the wonderful music for Last of the Mohicans?
Yes. Because I'm a geek.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And thinks, all right. Thank you so much. I know what that makes me.
Oh, my gosh. You totally know.
He performs in Asheville every year. Okay. I'm stopping.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. See how fast it goes? I warned you. I said, watch out. It goes so fast. Okay, everybody. If you're not a fan of Virginia Cantra, you have to be after this program. What a fun lady you are, and how much fun this was to talk to you. And
well, I just loved coming. Thank you.
Oh, this was great. Okay, everybody, Immortal Seas is out now, and buy the backlist of Children of the Seas, a wonderful series. And we just wish you every success and promise you'll come back.
I would love to, Renee.
And
thanks so much for having me.
And send chocolate and coffee. Okay, everybody, good night. And we will see you next Tuesday for more canned laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Good night, everybody.
Canned laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.